Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016, bringing you the latest from the largest conference on technology and disabilities in the world. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
The Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
We're here at the Touch Graphics booth at CSUN 2016, and we're talking with Steve Landau and Lindsay Yazzolino. Did I get that right?
Yazzolino.
Yazzolino, pardon me. And Steve and Lindsay are going to talk to us about tactile maps, which do a lot more than just have bumps on the screen. So welcome, Steve and Lindsay.
Thank you so much, Shelley. What we're going to be talking about is our latest versions of talking tactile graphics. And what that is erased lines and textured pictures, maps, diagrams, anything that's spatial or graphical. And we create them in a raised line and textured format that people can explore with their fingers and hands. And people have been making tactile graphics for a long time, as you probably know. But one of the recent innovations is that we're now combining audio information with tactile graphics. So for example, you might have a map of a place, of a building, or a school, or a campus, or a town. And this map would allow you to touch it to feel all the different shapes and objects on the map. But because that's pretty hard to decipher what those things mean, it also talks. So when you touch something, you feel it first, and then you press down a little more, and you'll hear it described. And that turns out to be the key to making these kinds of materials accessible and easy to use. So I can give you some examples.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we have on our table here is some very large Android tablets. These are probably larger than any you've ever seen.
These are tablets. These giant. So, yeah, the dimensions of this, that's probably, what, 18 inches wide? And
so they measure these things in terms of diagonal
right.
Size.
That's this like is a 24-inch, I guess.
This is a 24-inch Android tablet. To your right is a 20-inch Android tablet. That's the smaller version. But we find that this size is really good for tactile exploration because it's big enough that you can get both your hands on here, you can move around, and you can really see everything in large scale. It doesn't have to be so cramped and tight and tiny. We can really spread out. But in order to do that, we need to get these special large tablets. It turns out that there's a product on the market where they actually have developed these, and they make them in very large quantities, so they're cheap. They only cost a few $100s. But what's really new is that we've made a new process for making what we call tactile skins. So a tactile skin is a thin film that has all of the graphics and the braille, and by the way, visual printing right on the surface, but it's thin and flexible.
It's very high contrast, the visual stuff, as well as you can feel the braille, you can feel the lines that indicate barriers, and then the visually, it's very high contrast too.
And
right.
Tactically, it's really precise as well.
Right, so we're going for precision here that really is kind of unique in our product, and it's really because we've identified a new printing method that allows us to do this. So once these skins have been produced, we can laminate them onto the surface of the large tablet, and then we can explore them through both touch and listening and visually. So what I'm going to do is just touch this map a little bit, and we're going to hear what it sounds like. Bruce Springsteen.
You are here.
You are here.
Grab and dash.
Grab and dash. So these are all different rooms and facilities at Google's New York City headquarters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we got a phone call from Google. They said, you know, we want to make a universal map for our offices. What can you do for us? So we went over there and we drew all of these maps of their facility, and there's 40 of these maps, and they're every few hundred feet in their building. And by the way, Google is an enormous office, and so it's very complex to navigate. So they need better tools for everybody to get around and figure out these complicated spaces.
So do they mount them on a wall or on a flat surface, or where are
they? On the wall, and you come up to it, and you can just start touching it. And as you do, you're hearing the information. But if you don't want to touch it, you can just look at it. It's very clear printing, very vivid colors, and it's backlit, which makes it great for low vision. Another really interesting innovation is that there's an index. So sometimes you can't find the thing that you want very easily when you're using a system like this, because you can't really visually scan the entire map to find a particular place you want to go. So every map has an index. To use the index, you just swipe your finger across this surface in the lower right corner of every map. So if I swipe it,
Bridge to Nowhere, Bruce Springsteen, Count Basie.
It's an alphabetical list.
Debbie Harry.
But now, once
I find, that's not in Braille. That's when you swipe it. You're not getting, because there's Braille labeling on here.
There's some Braille labeling, but that Braille just says swipe here.
So the index is delivered via speech.
The index is auditory. You could, by the way, have a Bluetooth-connected Braille display. So if you had your own Braille display, you could pair it with the tablet, and you could be reading the audio on your Braille display while you're touching the map with your other hand.
And I heard it making tones, which I'm guessing you probably wanted to tell me about.
I'm going to tell you about the tones. So this is how you find things. You go to the index, you swipe. So you find the one you want. Of course, in Google, everything has funny names. So you tap it anywhere. It's guiding me to Bruce Springsteen. You hear how the pitch goes down? I'm sliding my finger from left to right until I reach the pitch, the highest pitch.
Highest pitch means closer.
Right. And once I find the highest pitch, then I start going down, and I'm getting closer. It starts beeping, which indicates that I'm really close. Warm, warm, warm. Boom.
Nice. So you can pair with a Braille display.
Yep.
How about an iOS device or an Android device that I might be carrying?
So this is running on Android. So it definitely plays well with other Android.
But if I'm carrying a phone and I come up to this and I want to find something that's in the index, I obviously can't take the map with me, but is there any means for me using my phone to take advantage of the navigation information in the map?
Excellent question, and exactly the right thing to ask, because the map is great for showing you the overall environment. It's great for finding your destination and for noticing the relationship between where you currently are and where you want to go. It can show you the direction and the distance to your target, but once you walk away from the map, you no longer have it. And so now you don't necessarily have any way of knowing that you've arrived at the place that you were trying to get to. So the question is, how do you solve that problem? One idea is to pair this with a network of iBeacons. Do you know what iBeacons are?
Yes, I do. Just for the audience, so an iBeacon is located around a facility, and an iOS device specifically communicates with them, and if you have software that can connect to the iBeacons, it will tell you where you are in relation to the beacons, and like we heard before with the pitch, it also makes it possible for you to know how close you are to the place you're trying to get to.
Exactly. So a company called BlindSquare is really pioneer in that space. So they're working on iBeacons installations.
I didn't know that. So a lot of people know them from their iOS app, but not. I didn't know they were doing beacon stuff.
That's correct. They're doing some really interesting stuff. And so right now we're developing a talking campus map for Overbrook School for the Blind in Philadelphia. And what we want to do after we finish that map is then to implement, in collaboration with BlindSquare, an iBeacon network, which would be linked to the map. So just as you said, you've got your Android phone, you're using the tablet, you're using the map, you've used the index to find your destination, you've located it on the map. Now the tablet can push your target to your phone, and when you get close to the target, the iBeacon will be sort of expecting you, and it can tell you that you've now arrived. So that's one way to begin to link the kiosk, which is a fixed position display, to information points all in a cloud all around you, to create a sort of seamless point-to-point travel tool.
So you have this map implemented in Google at their request. Where are some other places people might see these maps?
There's a talking map right now at the Vision Loss Alliance of New Jersey, which is a small rehab facility in suburban New York. And we're also working with a museum in Oklahoma. It's the Washita River Battle Monument Park, and it's a historical site. We're creating an exhibit that explains a historic battle that occurred in the 1850s. And so this is a different kind of a purpose. It's not for wayfinding, it's for museum interpretation. But we can use the same platform for lots of different purposes. And you know, we're excited about this Android stuff because it's so inexpensive that we can begin to deploy these systems in a lot of places for a very low cost.
Give me the overview of how the maps are made. So you draw the map or get a copy of an existing map, and then you have a lot of work to do in order to turn it into this talking tactile display. So what's that involve?
So there's a lot of steps, you're right. The first thing we do is we go to the place and we do a survey. We like to speak to some of the O&M if it's a rehab facility or a place where there's lots of visually impaired consumers. Then there's often O&M professionals that we can talk to, and we can sort of develop a strategy for how people tend to navigate in those spaces. Then we usually take a visual map that's already existing and we bring that into our computer and modify it. And to modify it, we sometimes brighten the colors, we enlarge the print, and then we begin to draw our tactile lines right on top of the visual map. And once the whole thing is designed, we have a printer that actually prints tactile graphics directly onto this plastic film. And once the tactile lines have been printed, we then send another command to the same printer, and it prints the visual image. So now we have a finished tactile skin, and then we have to decide what it says. So we just create a spreadsheet for each map, and we fill in cells in the spreadsheet for each room or each building or each bathroom or elevator or stair, whatever we want to show. It appears in the spreadsheet, and we just type in what we want the audio to say when people touch it. So it's really easy to create that content. You don't have to have anyone record it. It's just synthetic speech. And you can update it on the fly as conditions change. That's really important.
As long as the walls don't move, you can update all of the data that it identifies what the spaces are, right?
Exactly. And you can do things like, let's say it's a conference room and you've linked this to your conference reservation database. Now you press conference room Bruce Springsteen and it says currently occupied by Jim Murphy, Susan Johnson, but the conference room will be vacant in 20 minutes. Would you like to reserve it? So we can begin to create these kinds of linkages to other databases that are in use in the facility.
That's nice. So what are your plans? You mentioned that you're working with the Blind Square on the Beacons initiative, but what are some other things you have coming up?
Well, we're doing a 5-story rehab center in Pittsburgh. It's called the Blind and Low Vision Services of Pittsburgh. They have a brand new facility, and they've brought us in to create a network of maps for that place. We're also, as I mentioned, doing stuff in museums and trying to see how we can adapt some of our methodologies for exhibits.
Thanks, Stephen Lindsay. In addition to the tactile maps you heard about during the demo, Touch Graphics also produces 3D printed copies of sculptures and other items that one might find at a museum or exhibit that allow a visitor to explore by touch and also get a wide array of spoken feedback. If you're interested in tactile maps or these 3D printed objects, go to touchgraphics.com to learn more.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.